Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. In October of 2017 at the Feast of Tabernacles, I had a heart attack. I was rushed to the hospital, they did surgery, and then they proceeded to prescribe all kinds of big pharma stuff for my bad diabetes that I discovered I had. Well, the big pharma did absolutely nothing to help my healing or the diabetes. So this year, in 2018, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, right after Passover, my friend Patrick had brought some Youngevity products from YourDIYHealth.com. He gave me them as I needed to be shown that they work because I'm such a terrible skeptic. Well, these things provided my body with the nutrients needed to heal itself, and I am absolutely amazed. I am not used to endorsing anything, but this stuff has worked wonders for me. You can contact Jim Ram, whose show is on EFR, at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And the toll-free order number for those Youngevity products is 855-809-6864. That's 855-809-6864. If you have any of the problems that I was experiencing with diabetes or slow healing, I suggest that you try these products. I am sold on them. They really work. Thank you very much for your time, and may Yahweh bless and keep you.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh. This is your wake-up call, and this wake-up call is for the 3rd of May, 2018. I have asked the Father to give me a sermon for today. I'm recording it in the morning. It'll play this evening. He waited until now. He ran a few things by me. I've got another one that he gave me that I'm going to do for next week, but this one is for today. The title of today's sermon is, What Are We Doing? What are we doing? Okay, what we identify all these problems in our life, in our world. We talk about them all the time on EFR and other places. Other people are preaching. We've got all these really inspired people here that are giving the truth. But as Israelites, what are we doing? Okay? Now, on my word-for-word shows, I always open the thing up with Onward Christian Soldiers by Tennessee Ernie Ford. And I'm wondering, you know, if I'm promoting the name of Jesus. When we call on the Messiah, is his name Jesus? No. His name is not Jesus. His name is Yahshua. Yahshua. Yahweh is salvation. Why is that? All through the Old Testament, Yahweh said, I am your salvation. I am your Savior. Over and over and over, and repeated it constantly. I am your salvation. I am your Redeemer. I will redeem Israel. Why? Would he change because the Greek language was used at a particular period of time? We're not Greek. What are we, Israel? We're Hebrews. We're not Greek. Now, we can be a Hebrew that lives in Greece or Rome or London or New York or Seattle, Washington or Tokyo, Japan. But we're not Japanese. We're not American. We're not British. We're not French. We're not German. We're not Dutch. We're not Scottish. We're Hebrews. That is our root structure right there. We are Ibri. From Eber, the forefather, Ibri. We are Ibrim. Okay? The national designator of a Hebrew doesn't change the fact that he's a Hebrew. I am a Hebrew. I'm not Jewish. I'm a Hebrew. Now you get a subsection. Okay, then we go down. We're the Hebrews. Our native language is Hebrew, not Greek. And along comes Yaakov, a Hebrew. And Yahweh changed his name to Israel. Okay? Israel. You have persevered or overcome with El. In the book of Revelations, those who overcome, we are designated as the overcomers. Israel. Of the tribes of the Hebrews. So what are we doing today Christian identity? All right, Christian means of the anointed one, Christos. That's Greek, and it parallels Moshiach in the Hebrew, because the quote-unquote New Testament was originally written in Hebrew to the Hebrews. That be us, Hebrews. That be us. We call him Messiah. Well, that's an offshoot or a twisting of Moshiach. And what does Moshiach mean? It means the anointed. So there's your Messiah, or Christos, and Christos means the anointed in the Greek. But we're not Greek. They used the Greek language in business back then, so everybody spoke Greek. Well, a lot of people, even in South America, speak Japanese because Japanese is the business language that they're using. They do a great deal of business with Japan. Well, France was very big, and a lot of people spoke French years ago because that was the business language when we were only in Europe. We weren't here in the United States yet. And we almost became a French-speaking nation. The French had a great presence here, but it finally fell out that the British beat the French. So the official language is English. Okay. We've got Israelites scattered all over the place. Denmark, that's Dan's Mark from the tribe of Dan. Hebrews, of one of the tribes of Israel, the overcomers. Scottish from Skota. An Israelite, Skota. Brit-ish, covenant men. Barit, covenant, ish men. Okay? On and on and on and on and on. What are we doing today with this knowledge that we have been given? Well, we spout this stuff on EFR over and over and over and over and over. Does it sink in? Do people get it? Does the little light bulb turn on? I don't know. What are we doing? Do you call on the name of Jesus? Who in the heck is Jesus? You know what Jesus means? Jesus, son of Zeus. We don't worship Zeus. We worship Yahweh, the divine being. I'm not going to say God. Elohim of the Hebrews. Elohim of the Hebrews. The divine being of the Hebrews. Thus, Yisrael. You will overcome with El. The short form for the Elohim. Divine being. You will overcome as divine. The chosen people. So what are we doing? We wonder, and I guess I'm going to combine these sermons because that's where he's leading me. What's in a name? We worship Yahweh. Now, what are we doing calling upon Lord or God? Both titles, not names. He says, my name is Yahweh. Tell my people what my name is. My name is Yahweh. Even before
Moshe, they were calling on the name of Yahweh. They knew his name. He gave it to us in the beginning, in the book called Bereshit, the beginning. In the beginning, that's how the book starts out. Bereshit. So why are we calling him Lord? Baal also means Lord. It has been perverted into the name. Baal means Lord or owner or master. And they called their pagan deity, when they apostatized, Baal. Baal worship. Not Baal, Baal. Get it right. Quit being lazy, Israelites. Learn some of the language. It's time to get off our dead duff and quit doing what we've been doing in tradition all these years. And start calling upon the name of Yahweh. Don't worship God or the Lord. God translates to El, which means divine being. Well, we're little g gods. It says so right in the scripture. And that would be little E-Ls, divine beings. We had divine nature until we lost it when we sinned. We had a perfect place to live. Perfect, no problem. But we got kicked out because our forefathers screwed up. And because of the still divine nature of the fallen angels, Eve was seduced by one. Physically seduced, and they had a physical form at that time. And she got pregnant by this fallen angel, the one they called the serpent in the garden. Well, the serpent is Nakash, and Nakash means to whisper spells like the hiss of a snake. That's what it actually means. So translators put serpent in there. Snake? No. That's not the root meaning of the word Nakash. It wasn't the snake that seduced Eve. She didn't eat an apple. She ate of the fruit of that tree, that racial tree. And fruit wasn't an apple. She ate. Both touched Naga and ate. Akal have sexual connotations. Look it up. Quit being lazy, Israel. I mean, I can only teach you so much. You're going to have to learn on your own, too. You can't just listen to what I've got to say. You've got to look it up and investigate and find out for yourself. We have become so lazy. Not all of us, but most of us. So what are we doing today? We're wondering why Yahweh has not come down and smashed all these evildoers, okay? He's not stuck in a time segment like we are. We are in a finite existence right now. Our bodies don't last forever. They're no longer eternal bodies that can be restored to us. And will be, but right now, as we exist here, we are no longer in an immortal state. We lost that. and our bodies have changed into the current type of habitation for our spirits that we're in right now. And mine's getting old and breaking down, and I've had health problems and yada, 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 yada. And the basic components are still here. But the form has been changed, so they perish and our soul rests and sleeps. People say, oh, when I die, I'll go to heaven. Well, no. You won't. You will sleep. Read what it says in the scripture. Quit putting stuff into it, touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy. Oh, Uncle so-and-so died, and he's with Aunt so-and-so, and they're together in the Lord. No, they're sleeping. They're not conscious. They're not walking around somewhere. They're not together in marriage, because the Bible says very clearly that we won't be given in marriage after we're transformed. Now we're going to be transformed back into those immortal forms if we don't suffer the second death. But what are we doing toward that end today, calling on the Lord and God and Jesus? Those are not the names. The name of the Father is Yahweh. Yahweh, I am. He gave that to us. Asher Hayah Asher. I will be what I will be. In other words, I am Yahweh. Is my name for all generations. His name is Yahweh. He said, I am your salvation. I am your Savior. I am your Redeemer. Over and over and over and over and over and over. In the quote unquote Old Testament. But yet we call the name of the manifestation he used to come to this planet to physically redeem us. We call that name Jesus. Wrong! He's not the son of Zeus. He's the son of Yahweh. Because Miriam, not Mary, Miriam was her name, and she was made pregnant by the Holy Spirit, the will of the Father. Well, I don't see how. Well, I don't care whether you can see it or not. We're only men. Mankind, Adam kind. We don't have the perception that we once did, and we can't understand all this magnificent stuff that Yahweh puts on us. We're just not capable of it in our present form. We're too small and weak-minded, and we can't perceive or conceive of these divine things. Okay, we need to admit our limitations, but these monumental egos that mankind has been living with all these years won't let us admit that we're so small. We want to be great. We want to be on an equal level with the Divine Father, and we're not. We never will be, and we need to get off that track because it's leading us astray. And the adversary uses this part of our nature to lead us down his false path because he's got a monumental ego and he wanted to be equal with the Most High, and he's never gonna get there. Not gonna work. And HaSatan, the adversary, has infected us with a portion of his ego. Now, what is he doing? He's appealing to the part of our nature that wants to inflate us into false greatness. We want to think that we're so great. Well, what have we accomplished? Oh, we got all this progress, all this science. Yeah, we poisoned the air, the soil, and the water. Boy, that's progress. That is progress, isn't it? Man. It's like going in your living room on a nice brand new carpet and taking a dump. Poop in your own parlor. That's what we've done. We were given this wonderful planet with all the things here that are just magnificent, Yahweh's creations, because we don't create anything. We just modify and pervert like the devil does. He can't create. He can only pervert what's already created. And then suck us into believing that it's good. Oh, look at this, man. We got genetically modified food. And we can produce tons of it, feed the whole world, but there's no nutrients in it. Now, and I hate to bring this up because people think that I'm trying to do something I'm not trying to do. But I'm healing up right now because I'm taking these products from DIY Health and I'm getting the nutrients that I need to heal. Well, I can't get that from the food system that I can go to the grocery store and buy. I can't go to Whole Foods because I can't afford it. They've got good stuff, but they jacked the prices up so much that a poor man like me can't afford to get the stuff. Can't afford it. So we need to supplement our diet. And that's why I'm taking this longevity stuff. And it works. I feel great. My energy level's way up and I'm healing. My bone structure is healing. Couldn't get my chest to heal. Grinding bones after that surgery. Well, I'm taking this OsteoFX and it's given my bone structure the nutrients it needs to knit. Great, you know. Okay, I'll get off of that. What are we doing today is the title for this sermon. What are we doing in our everyday lives? Are we following the commandments that were given to us by Yahweh? I would say no. We were given certain commands. They have not passed away. They were not nailed to the cross. Because our society has changed, and we've got all these national designators now, we forget that we're Hebrews. Doesn't matter what country you're living in, if you're a Hebrew and an Israelite, your base root stock is from Eber. We are Hebrews. Okay? Get that stuck in your mind. Don't let it leave your consciousness. You're a Hebrew and an Israelite. You're a Hebrew that overcomes as a divine being, overcomes with El. Yisra'el, from Sarah, to overcome, and El, divine being. Small e, not big E, not the divine being, just a divine being. We originally were divine. Okay? We lost that. Yahweh took it away from us because we misbehaved. Are we behaving today? What are we doing today? Are we behaving? Are we doing the commandments that were given to us as Israel? We were given a commandment, not a suggestion, a commandment to wear, as men, the Israelite men are to wear a four-cornered garment with tassels on each corner with a thread of blue. Or, what, it's tekelet, okay? It's like a purple blue, there's one cord with one thread. There's 12 tassels, there's 12 threads in a tzitzit, that's the tassel. And one of them is blue. 12 tribes11 white tassels, 11 white threads, and one blue. Do you wear such a garment? Israelite men, Hebrews, do you wear, do you have one? Do you wear one? I'm sitting here right now wearing mine. I had to make it for myself, according to biblical instructions. But I'm wearing one. When I go out, I wear it. And the tassels hang out. And people say, what are those for? And I said, that is to remind Israel of the commandments that we were given by Yahweh. That's a reminder of those commandments. When we look on that, that is what that's for. Four. Do you wear one? Do you have one? Have you seen one? Come around to one of the feasts, you'll see me wearing it. I wear it every day. I have several of them. I made a bunch. I took white t-shirts of cotton and I cut them into four square garments. And I have the four tzitzit on each. On each corner, I have a number of them. I made a whole bunch of them. I bought the white heavy thread and blue, okay? And I have 11 threads that are white and one that's blue, according to the commandments. And all that's not needed. It's a commandment. It's not passed away. If you don't wear one, you're disobeying a commandment. Okay, there it is, right there. What are we doing today? Are we obedient? Well, I would say no, we're not. And we wonder why we have all these problems. Because we're not in obedience. You read the scripture and it just goes in one ear and out the other. In one ear and out the other. Do you eat pork chops? Do you eat catfish? Do you eat shrimp? Lobster? Huh? Do you? What's scripture say about that? Are you obedient? Do you obey the food laws, not suggestions, laws
that have not passed away. Commandments. You wonder why your health is bad? Because you're poisoning yourself. Pork does not get rid of the toxins like cattle does. Pork retains the toxin. We're not to eat swine. You go out hunting and eat rabbits, squirrels. They're vermin. Don't eat the rabbit. It says so right in the scripture. Don't eat rabbits. They carry disease. Don't eat rats and rodents. And that's what a squirrel is a rodent. A tree-dwelling, nut-eating rodent. Not to eat them. I did when I was young. I didn't know. Well, read the scripture. Do you read scripture every day? Every day. Do you? Do you have Yahweh at the center of your life? What are we doing? What are you doing? What am I doing? What are we doing? Well, it's easy for you to say. I'm not saying it. I'm doing it. I'm wearing a shirt with tzitzit on it every day. They're hanging outside my jeans right now. And I get strange looks when I go into Wally World. What are those? And then I witness to people. If they're white, I don't witness to the non-Israelite people, but I live in a mostly Israelite area. They just don't know they're Israelites. Well, I inform them of that. Well, the Jews are God. No, not the Jews. The Jews are not God's chosen people. They're Edomites. They're of mixed breed. Okay, they're called Mamzers. They're of mixed blood. You go to a Judeo-Christian church and you have these half-breeds in there. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 2. Shall not come a Mamzer, that's number 4464 in your Strong's, into the congregation of Yahweh, even unto the generation of the tenth. Shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. You go to church with Mamzers? Sit down to eat with them. You go out to a meal after church. And you're sitting there at a table with a mongrel eating food. And of course you pray to the Lord and Jesus. What are we doing? What are we actually doing as a race of people today? And we wonder why all these bad things are happening. We're in dispersion, we're in punishment, because we won't obey the commands of Yahweh. That's the reason. Why are we having all the trouble that we're having? Because we are in rebellion today. We're still rebelling. We're still following our rebellious nature today. So, of course, we're having problems. We're having problems. And why are most of our racial kindred going to perish? Because there's only going to be a remnant. Those who come out from among them and are separate and will obey these commandments. Not suggestions, commandments. You will do this. And he told us what we will do. And if you don't do these things, this is what's going to happen. Well, here we are
in 2018, and they're happening. They've been happening for some time. We tried to form a godly nation and obey. And we let it get perverted. We let it go down the tubes. We followed the Judeo-Christian churches. If you go to a Judeo-Christian church, what are you doing? They're not teaching you the truth. They're teaching you the traditions of men that you're not supposed to follow. You should avoid them like the plague, because they are a plague. They are led by the devil and are deceiving the Israelites, and Satan's dragging them down to the lake of fire with him. And we won't see it. We want to cling to our traditions of men so badly. We've got Christmas trees and Santa Claus and Easter, the Easter bunny, for Ishtar, the goddess of fertility. What are we doing? Are we following Yahweh's laws? No, we're not. And we wonder why we have trouble. No, we are not following the law. And we must follow the law. And if we do not follow the law, Yahweh says he will punish us. Welcome to the real world. Welcome to a harsh reality, and you wonder why we have all this trouble. Because we are in disobedience, and we are not following the commands of Yahweh. Not suggestions, not, oh, this might be a good idea if you did this. He said, you will do this. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no prevarication, no whining and crying and doing all this other stuff that we make up in the traditions of men. And we follow all these bogus traditions. Oh, yeah, but it's fun and Christmas is fun for the children. It's a pagan celebration. Yule. For the ascension of the sun god Mithra. You got a church with a steeple on it. That steeple is an Egyptian sun pillar to worship on the sun day. What are we doing? What are we actually doing? Well, I want to follow the Lord. What Lord? His name is Yahweh. And if you don't call on the name of Yahweh, you're hit. And deal with that. If that's unpleasant, that's just too bad. I feel for you. Not. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing all the whining and crying. And you wonder why we're getting hit. But what are we doing? Are we in obedience? No, we're not. And we're not going to have things happen to help until we come into obedience. And when the grace period runs out, sports fans, when the grace period ends, and Yeshua comes back. He's coming back in flaming fire with his mighty messengers to slay all those that don't know Elohim. In other words, all those that give lip service but will not do the commandments of Yahweh. Don't obey the commandments. Follow your tradition. What did Yeshua, Yahweh is salvation, say to us? You are teaching as doctrine the commandments of men.
Talmudism, the Talmudic Christian churches. All the Jews are God's chosen people. We got to bless Israel. Israelite, that's not Israel. Israel is in dispersion. And if you look in the mirror and you see a pure white person, you're looking at an Israelite. But are you following the laws that were given and have not passed away to Israel? Are you following those laws? We can't follow the temple laws. The temple's destroyed. Your body is the temple right now, and the new temple will come down. It will descend because it's in a different plane of existence that we can't see right now. There's so much more to the universe than we see in our limited Adamic bodies. I don't say human because I'm not a huge man. I'm a white man. I have no hue to me. I'm not colored. I'm a white person, Caucasian, for when Israel migrated through the Caucasus Mountains and were called Caucasians. That's all well and good, isn't it? Yep, we know that. Yep, we got that down. Been teaching on EFR forever. Got all this knowledge, you've heard all this stuff, you've heard all the preachers, you've heard the pastors, you've heard the sermons, you've heard the stuff from people that have passed away. But what are we doing with it? Do you make any effort at all to follow the law? Do you make any effort at all to come out from among them and be ye separate? Do you? Do you? I lead by example. I have had a lot of hardship because I'm just not part of their program. I don't do what everybody and their brother-in-law does. I live my life as an Israelite, trying my very best to follow the commands of the Father. Not suggestions, commands. People just, they don't like the laws, but the laws are to our benefit. Everything that he gave us to do is to our benefit, to our health benefit, to our spiritual benefit. And then, the law is nailed to the cross. No, it's not. That's a lie of the devil from your Judeo-Christian churches. They're teaching a lie. They've perverted the scriptures. As a lie. The lying pens of the scribes. They changed the words. They took out the sacred name. They've got people praying to the Lord and Jesus, neither of which have anything to do with a father or son. Neither one. I'm having a spiritual problem with my intro to Word for Word. I play Tennessee Ernie Ford, Onward Christian Soldiers, and he says, with the cross of Jesus. And lately I've been hearing that, and it's all well and good. Oh, we remember we were raised with that. We were this, we were that. It makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck. Am I promoting that false name? Am I saying it's okay to call him Jesus? I may not have an intro after today. I may not do any more shows with that intro song. And I've been using that song for years. But if I'm to be a leader, a pastor, a shepherd of the flock, don't I have to walk the straight and narrow path? Have I led anyone astray by playing that song? That worries me. Not for myself, but what have I done to other people with that? Oh, that's an innocent little thing. Yeah, I know. I know. Wasn't intentional, but if it accomplishes that, there's been some talk. I don't like to use the term Christian identity because it's associated with the Christian churches. Well, Christian means followers of the anointed. Now, are we going to let them steal that from us too? Israel identity, okay. I can deal with Israel identity if you want to use that. But I am a Christian. I follow the anointed one, the Christos. Yeshua HaMoshiach. Yeshua the anointed one. The Messiah, quote unquote. Which is an offshoot, anglicized version of Moshiach, the anointed. That's what it means. I follow Yeshua HaMoshiach, and my Elohim, my divine being, is Yahweh. There is no other name. Not Lord, not God, those are titles. Not Jehovah for the J, Jehovah. No. If you look that up, it's Yehovah. They took the vowel points of the Masoretes for Adonai, put them underneath the name of Yahweh, and started pronouncing it Jehovah. Yehovah. That's not the name. The name is Yahweh. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, Yahweh, Yahweh, and Yah is an epithet, a forceful use of I am, Yah, okay? What are we doing today? What are we doing? When are we, as a racial nation, of people, wherever we are, in whatever country, nationality we are Hebrews and we are Israelites. What are we doing to come back to the Father? What are we doing? When are we going to start being obedient once again? When? When is that going to take place? When? I don't know. I can't answer that question. It's beyond me. I don't know. But you have to look at the guy in the mirror, my brother or sister, and what are we doing is the question you need to ask yourself. I cannot make you do anything. You're going to have to take control of your life, take control of your relationship with Yahweh, and shape it in your own way. The responsibility rests on you. I can only urge you and exhort you to righteousness. I can't shove righteousness down your throat. That's not my job. I'm not here to beat you up. I'm here to bring you to awareness. That's my job. Of what's going on. You need to be aware of what's going on in your life. What are you doing to be obedient to the Father? Don't put it on me. It's got to be you. You have to take action. You cannot give lip service. That ain't working. You're going to have to be obedient. Not just a little bit. Not lukewarm. Because if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out. I hate to tell that to you, but that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to spew you out. Makes it rough, doesn't it? Hard being part of a remnant, isn't it? Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't get so upset if I didn't care. So, if I've offended anybody, I'm so not sorry. Because whatever truth Yahweh puts in my mouth to give to you is what he wants you to hear. And if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. I'm sorry, because it applies to me too. You don't think I beat myself up all the time? I have to examine my life daily. Like Paul said in Scripture, I die daily. Die to sins daily. Every day is a battle in the war against the adversary. And if you want to be in Yahweh's army, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to be a soldier. You're going to have to be vigilant. You got to be a watchman on the wall, and you need to be a watchman over your own life first. Get the beam out of your eye before you try to take splinters out of somebody else's eye. I have to do that every day, and I have to stay in prayer for myself and for Israel. Well, time's come for me to go. Coming down the end of the hour. This has been a gift from Yahweh to me. I was going to do something completely different, and he put this on me. What can I say? Praise Yahweh, and I will catch you next week on the next Wake Up Call or on one of my Word for Word shows. Praise Yahweh.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, toot, cleave.